Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I know that the Summer Tackler has started. Bobby, congratulations on that. Bobby Dooley joins us. Thank you for joining us, along with Steve from Western Estates Homeowners Association. Bobby, how are you this evening?
Oh, we're doing well, Phil. Thank you. And we invite everyone to our Summer Tackler, which is now through the end of the month. And then we will have Summer Tackler 2 in July.
And I'm sorry that you've had this incident mar what otherwise is a festive weekend, although I don't know that has it gotten serious?
Karen Wurlitzer is a very well-respected member of our Homeowners Association. She is a well-respected member of our Homeowners Board. She has gotten herself elected to a very, very important position as our Treasury Secretary. So I think that given her position with our community, it's unfortunate that she's decided to pursue this.
Her name is Karen Wurlitzer.
Wurlitzer. Her husband is David. They are entrepreneurs, I think. They have a number of different businesses. But she's a very attractive woman. There's no question. And a lot of men find her attractive. And what I thought was unfair is that no sooner had she achieved her status on our board that she immediately tried to maneuver against me.
Has she lived there long at Western Estates?
Well, her husband and she and her husband have been here 7 years, almost as long as Steve and I and the boys, yeah.
All right, so she's a long-standing member of the community?
Well, she is, Phil, but I don't think that gives her a right to use what I think are, I don't want to say they're underhanded means, but I think that they are dishonest means to have me removed as the Homeowners Association president.
Why do you feel that this challenge comes? Because you have been on my program before talking about different moves, at different times to have you removed as the Homeowners Association president. You feel you're doing a good job. There are other homeowners that feel you do a good job.
Well, I think it's ego. A lot of it, Phil. And people just have their own way of doing things. She happens to be a woman who is very attractive. She, likes to flaunt it, I guess. And the other point, though, that I wanted to make was that I tried to make friends with her, and she did not want to be friends.
In what way? Did you approach her to be a part of committees?
Well, I did something as simple as a welcome wagon. I mean, we made some cupcakes and brought them over to her house. When I saw that she had achieved a treasurer secretary status, I felt that I wanted to make peace. I brought over some cupcakes that I had made. And now the woman is trying to have me removed as the Homeowners Association president. I don't understand that.
Why would she be hostile, though?
She's hostile because she's humorless. She's hostile because I think she's hostile, Phil, because she is very attractive, and maybe she finds me as a threat. I don't know.
When you say she's humorless, look, this is none of my business, and I know you wanted to come on and talk about the Summer Tackler.
Well, I do, Phil, and that's really why I'm on your program. It's just this woman, there's a long-standing joke, and I'll give you an idea. This has been going on for a long time. It's a lot of fun, and it lets people know, not to take things seriously. I made her some cupcakes. And what I did, because she's been flaunting it, and when I say flaunting it, Phil, I think she's a little bit inappropriate with a lot of the men in the community. So I made some cupcakes. And you can go to the drugstore and you can get these chocolate squares. They're called X-Lax.
Which is a diuretic of some kind?
It's to loosen the bowels. And I baked up these cupcakes with, some X-Lax squares in them. Now, this was my way of kind of nudging her and saying, you know what, we're all in this together. Let's not think we're all high and mighty. 3 days later, she's at a Homeowners Association meeting and stands up and tells everyone. Now, if you can imagine a human being standing up a woman who has so little respect for herself, who has so little respect for her family, that she'll stand up in a homeowners association meeting and announce that she's had, you know, loose bowels for the last 4 days, and she's blaming me, and on top of that, she wants me removed as the homeowners association president. This is a woman with no self-respect.
And all right, Ms. Dooley, you put X-Lax into these cupcakes that you made for this woman. Why?
Because she was coming on real high and mighty. She's walking around the community in, I think, very inappropriate, these tight capri pants, the 2-inch heels. You know the story. Now, I have 3 sons. I don't care. My husband's mature enough. I've got 3 sons that are making comments. Oh, gee, Mrs. Wurlitzer or this, Mrs. Wurlitzer or that. It gets to be a distraction, and you begin to worry for the children. And more than anything, I worry for the children. And so
you went and made this woman cupcakes and put X-Lax into it.
Absolutely, Phil. And
that's...
No, let me explain something to you, Phil, because this is an old joke. People do it all the time to poke fun at each other, to have a little bit of fun, and to basically say, you know what, let's put our differences aside.
So you put X-Lax in this woman's cupcakes just to show her that she's human and that she... But in point of fact, Ms. Dooley, were you not warning her off from taking too much power on that Homeowners Association?
No, I was not. But the fact is, she did try to have me removed.
She tried to have you removed, though, after you tainted these cupcakes with X-Lax. Now, I'm not familiar with this stunt. You say that this is...
This is a long-standing stunt, Phil. It's done by fraternity houses, et cetera, et cetera. It's no big thing. And it's really interesting to see this woman walking around here in her sprayed-on capris and her 2-inch heels and her big, long-hanging earrings and her dyed red hair and her, you know, her Vietnamese nail salon, press-on nails. And guess what? She had the runs for 3 days. So I guess that means we're all the same. We may look beautiful, but guess what? It all, some days it just comes out loose.
I'm going to give our phone number out, Bobby.
But we do want people to enjoy our summer tag.
Well, let me give our phone number, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley join me from the Western States Homeowners Association.
So one of the things that I...
Well, what you're talking about here is a MILF and how to deal with so-called MILFs. But isn't a MILF just a very attractive older woman? Isn't that a flattering thing? How, Ms. Dooley, if you don't mind me asking you, I think I roughly know your age is 38, 39.
No, I'm 39, so I have no problem letting people know my age because I look good. And I don't, you know, I don't have any qualms about recognizing that in myself or telling people. But when you're walking around and you're sort of putting it out there for 18 and 19-year-old boys, this is a way to sort of bring a woman back down to earth, especially when she's not only putting it out there to 18, 19, 20, 21, 22-year-old boys, but then thinks she's going to push me off of the Homeowners Association.
Yeah, but that was after she had eaten these X-Lax-tainted cupcakes. Isn't that correct?
Well, it had been building, though, Phil.
But hadn't she come to the meeting and said, I want Ms. Dooley, she wanted you removed after she ate the cupcakes?
Well, wait, what if it did, Ms. Henry?
What's that?
My husband says, what if it did? It doesn't make any difference. The fact is, she wants me...
Well, I mean, the woman would therefore have been very angry after eating these cupcakes, which gave her this physical condition. All right.
Gave her a physical... I love how you put that.
Go the runs.
You know, it's a physical condition, Phil, if you're 100, but it is a good-natured ribbing.
All right, what was the message then?
The message was this. You know what, Karen? We're all here to make our community beautiful. So quit trying to play a hot older woman and quit trying to put it out there for the single men. Just get into our homeowners association meetings. Take the notes that I tell you to take and help us out on our steering committee. But she wouldn't listen. She kept putting it out there. And
you call putting it out there walking around in these tight pants.
You know, and the spaghetti string top. All right. Okay. And this kind of thing. And so I said to Steve, you know what? What do you call it, Steve?
Oh, a chocolate bomb.
Steve calls it the chocolate bomb. So we put some X-Lax into some cupcakes, and...
Bombs away,
you know.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Western Estates Homeowners Association is a group of some 75 homes in the West Valley in Los Angeles, which gives a lot of money to charity every year with the various summer tacklers and fall tacklers they have. Now, there is a fight over the Homeowners Association presidency that devolved into this woman that I'm talking to right now, Bobby Dooley, who's the president of the Homeowners Association, serving up X-Lax-riddled cupcakes to a rival on the council. Who Ms. Dooley seems to think doing that was no big thing. It was a way of kind of bringing the woman back down to earth because she says she is not only politically hostile to her, but is a, quote, MILF putting it out there for all the young men in the neighborhood. She gave the woman X-Lax-laced cupcakes, and this woman came to a homeowners association meeting after having had the runs for a week and basically said she wanted Ms. Dooley off the council. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Sounds very juvenile to me. I don't know about anybody else, but just it also sounds like it could be very injurious. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You know what you look like to me with your good bag and your bad shoes? You look like a rube.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby Dooley joins me from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. They are having their summer tacular. How many years have you had this, Bobby?
We are really proud to say that this will be our ninth Summertacular, and all of the proceeds that we raise from our Summertacular, of course, go to the Associated Western States Charities, one of which is a wonderful package for a young girl who has an interest in the modeling, in a modeling career. They go to, are sent to Los Angeles for makeup tips, and you know, they are taken on a bus, and they get to see all the different things that go on there and the sights. And so it's a lot of fun.
All right, we're talking here. Karen Wurlitzer is, and she's married to David Wurlitzer. They are residents of your neighborhood. Ms. Wurlitzer, you think is the whole reason why you gave this woman X-Lax-laced cupcakes is because you said that she was, quote, inappropriate.
Really, Phil, and you could ask any of that. You could ask my husband, Steve.
She's got to put it out there for me.
She put it out there for you, sir? How?
You know, it's just showing me everything. You can see everything. You can see it all.
So she's wearing inappropriate clothing. My boys are standing at the window before school as she's walking this Afghan dog that she has, which is, they're really beautiful dogs. But here's a woman who is walking an Afghan dog, and it's 7 o'clock in the morning. She is wearing some kind of a hot pant, if you know what I mean by that, Phil.
Hot pants? Yeah, those are like 70s.
Yeah, but they're very, very short. Additionally, there is the low-cut top. Now, that's fine. She works her way onto our Homeowners Association board as a treasurer secretary and begins sort of...
You can see the outline of her plot pretty good.
All right, we need not to...
I'm sorry?
I can't use that language, okay?
No, I don't...
He said you could see the pie.
He said you could see her pie.
No. Did we dump that? Thank you. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. No, I can't really have you be that graphic, if you don't mind, folks.
I'm sorry.
All right. In any event, the lady is now on the Homeowners Association board as a treasurer's secretary. What did she do there that got you, that got you to the point where you wanted to poison this woman?
I beg your pardon, Phil.
Is this not poisoning somebody?
No, it's not, Phil. You can ask any pharmacist. You can ask, putting X-Lax in someone's food is as old as time itself.
It's an old college joke, Mr. Henry. Everything about it.
All right, hold on. I'm talking to your wife, if you don't mind, sir. I'm talking to your wife, if you don't mind.
But no, Phil, the point that...
Do a little fun with
Steve,
I'm with the poop shit, that's all.
All right, could you have your husband perhaps maybe not interrupt?
You understand?
Talk about the pie.
We had her on the Homeowners Association board, Phil. At that time, she said that she wanted to redo the lights near our security gate from what I had installed, which is a very Floridian look. Okay? In other words, what we had were sort of a distressed wrought iron with beautiful lighting, and she wanted to go more of something that really didn't fit in with our community at all. Our community is very Floridian.
So it's tropical as opposed to something else. So you had a disagreement.
Well, no, but I really want to point out, we have a Floridian community, okay, and she wants to put in lighting that is Victorian.
I don't understand, really, Ms. Dooley, but I'll take your word for that.
All right, so the point is, I told her, no, this isn't going to happen, and you can just, you know, sit down and shut up. I didn't say that, but that's what I meant. Well, that got me to thinking. You know, we're all in this together. We don't have to be hostile. We don't have to think of each other as enemies. We can...
All I have to do is mess with a group shoot.
Would you tell him, your husband, to please leave the room?
He wants you.
Because I can't...
What is the problem, Phil?
The terms that the man's using, poop shoot and pie.
I apologize. Well, Phil, you know something? If you think this is a game...
No, I don't think it's a game. I'm just... Your husband's the one that's turning the game.
No, Steve is trying to fill you in.
All right, so anyway, the lady got you to thinking that we're all the same.
I need it for her, Phil, to recognize that she's just one of us. So I was over at Long's Drugs, and I was picking up some things for the boys and for Steve. I was getting some, you know, these... I don't know what these guys are eating, but, hemorrhoid cream, this kind of thing. And I saw the box of X-Lax, and I thought, oh, my God, that'd be a hoot. So I took it home.
And you blended it into a mix of cupcakes that you made for this woman.
Yes. Now, we didn't have that was Sunday night. We didn't have a Homeowners Association meeting till Thursday. The woman comes in. She looks like hell. Guess what? I brought her down a couple of pegs. She walks in.
Tell her she's walking.
No, Steve.
Tell her she's walking bow-legged.
Steve said she's walking bow-legged. And I said, oh, something wrong. At that time, she then accused me of poisoning her.
Well, I Ms. Dooley, would have to agree with that.
Are you a doctor?
Well, the fact that you...
Are you a doctor?
You went to the pharmacy.
Are you a doctor?
Are you a doctor?
You went to the pharmacy. You got X-Lax.
You a doctor?
Excuse me, Dr. Kildare. Number one,
you went to the pharmacy. You got X-Lax, which is... What is X-Lax for?
You got... If it's...
If you are having a hard time with a BM.
So it loosens the bowels.
Yes. Now who's being the child?
No, I just wanted to know what it was for. And you dumped a load of this into some cupcake mix.
Big deal.
Boy, I'll tell you, some women, you know, there's an old saying, and it's not really a saying, it's something that men have known for a long time, and women know it too, but women will never admit it to men. Women can be vicious with each other, more vicious than any way men treat each other. And here is Ms. Dooley of the Homeowners Association dumping X-Lax into some cupcakes she made for a woman on her Homeowners Association council because, quote, the woman's some kind of a hot MILF putting it out there and she needed to knock her down a peg and show her that we're just all people. Yeah, it's true. In any event, she calls it a harmless prank. I've never heard of it, but it sounds to me like something that could be very, as I said, injurious, could really hurt somebody. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show will be back in a moment.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Are you for real?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
On the phone is Bobby and Steve Dooley from Western Estates Homeowners Association, side of their Summer Tackler, which is happening this weekend. Actually, it's happening through the end of the month. And joining me now is Mr. Harvey Wireman, who is the attorney representing Karen Wurlitzer and her husband Dave Wurlitzer in a planned action against the Homeowners Association. Mr. Wireman, good evening.
Good evening.
And Ms. Dooley, you there?
Yes.
All right. What we have here is a situation where, Ms. Dooley, as a prank, you put Ex-Lax into a woman's cupcakes, a woman who is a member of your Homeowners Association board, who you thought was a little inappropriate with the way she dressed, a little too inappropriate putting it out there for the men, was also politically kind of moving against you.
And it was a prank, and I don't see, I think the idea of having this woman's attorney on is... I think it's an attempt to intimidate me, and I'm not intimidated.
Well, hold on.
Ms. Dooley, this is Mr. Wireman.
Hold, let me just say this. He called in.
I called in just to give Ms. Wurlitzer a dog in this hunt, if you will, a horse in this race.
Well, then you can have her call in herself.
Well, the fact of the matter is Ms. Wurlitzer is not able to call in because of... mitigating circumstances.
Well, I think that's a classy way of saying that she's afraid to confront the truth.
No, it's not. She's not afraid to confront anything. The woman is in a bad physical way.
The Ex-Lax that I...
Well, hold on. Is she in a physical way because of the Ex-Lax, sir?
You have to understand that Ex-Lax comes as a... It is an over-the-counter pharmaceutical that is intended to relieve physical constipation, lower bowel constipation. What Ms. Dooley admits to having done is breaking up 16 individual Ex-Lax squares and mixing them into a bowl of cupcake mix and then delivering this to my client. And,
well, you don't... About her being African American,
doesn't make any difference if she's African American.
And is Ms. Wurlitzer African American?
Yes.
Why didn't you mention that?
The reason why I didn't mention it, Mr. Henry, is because I don't see people that way. I don't go, oh, hi, I'm Bobby, and here's my friend Karen. She's black. You know, I don't.
Well, the reason why she does, you know, Mr. Henry, the argument came back to me.
But I didn't say it.
The argument came back to me that if my client, Karen, and I'm quoting the letter that was sent, lost her mud in the supermarket, it would blend right in.
And what does that mean?
I think it's pretty evident.
Well, go ahead and tell the man.
No, you're the lawyer.
I'm the lawyer.
Blend right in because she's black. How are you going to tell?
How are you going to tell?
See, this is the juvenile jackass stuff.
Mr. Henry, she-eyed happens.
That's very funny, sir.
You see that? See the kind of juvenile jackball?
Excuse me, if I could say something, Mr. Henry?
Yes.
Go ahead, we're listening.
I'm trying to collect my thoughts. Karen is a dear friend.
A dear friend. A dear friend who you laced up some Ex-Lax into. And she's walking bow-legged for 2 weeks. Now, let's be clear.
See, you're making fun of her.
All right, can we get to the point of what your legal action is going to be?
What our legal action is going to be, Mr. Henry, is simply this. That on or about May 16th of this year, Ms. Dooley here, you know, loaded up some cupcakes. Gave it an extra load. And now my client is walking around with a paper towel between her legs. For the next 2 weeks. Why? Because Ms. Dooley is upset that my client's hotter than her.
Oh, that is so much...
That's shiite.
Will we watch it with that, please?
Well, that's what you call a Muslim.
That's what you call a Muslim. You can say that.
No, you can't. I know what you can say. That happens to be a gratuitous way of inserting a word that is not up to snuff with the FCC.
Jesus, you sure don't know your law, Mr.
Yeah, Phil, why don't you just stick with what you know and...
I know my show, and I'll tell you right now, this is completely off the point. The point is, Ms. Dooley, that this is an attorney...
Rumor has it, corn fell out of her pants.
That's funny, you got to admit.
Yeah, that's real funny. Let me tell you something, Ms. Dooley. When I get done with you with this lawsuit, you're going to need some of that corn dropping out of my client's pants. Because you won't be able to afford food. What do you think of that?
Are you threatening me?
Jesus, you are quick. Yes.
I believe the man says he's going to sue you.
What are you going to sue me for? Because I had a practical joke? Because I made your client look like a human? Because she's not walking around like she's Naomi Campbell? Because I went ahead and dropped a few bars of X-Lax into an otherwise boring afternoon? And you know what? The world was saved. Karen Wurlitzer's mincing about and flouncing about and her frolicking because she was parked on a toilet.
Yeah, that's right. Kept her off the streets.
Kept her off the streets.
Kept her off the streets, huh? You know, hey, is that Mr. Dooley?
Yeah.
You might want to put your wife to work on the streets because you're going to need the money.
Well, I'd like to punch you.
Yeah, go ahead. Try it. I'm an ex-Marine.
Yeah, What are you, 100?
I'm 80, you jackass.
And all right, what is this proving?
I can't. I. Bleep, bleep, bleep.
Hey, Porky.
Mr. Henry, I came on your program because I heard these two imbeciles talking about my client in the most jackass manner I've ever heard. Yeah, we cut up X-Lax. And,
you know, if your client had a better sense of humor.
There's no sense of humor about cramping up on a bull. None whatsoever.
All right, I'm going to have to let it go at that, folks. I'm going to have to wait and see what the outcome of this is because, for my money, it sounds so juvenile. I can't believe adults are involved in it, but there's a lawsuit now. You just heard the attorney saying that they are going to, there's going to be legal action. Legal action against the Homeowners Association of Western Estate because their Homeowners Association president put X-Lax into cupcakes and then served them to the treasurer's secretary of that Homeowners Association. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Do you know what it looks like when a child has to hopscotch without leg braces, just crawling from square to square?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, if she's willing to settle.
Well, that would be... Look, if you guys could work this out... It's a very childish thing, Ms. Dooley.
I wasn't attempting to be childish. I was.
Well, your stunt, Miss Dooley, injured my client.
I'm not going to take your word for that. But you know what? In the name of letting this thing drop, if you'll pardon the pun.
I don't get it.
Letting it drop.
Yeah, haven't you ever had a clinger or a ranger?
You know, Mr. Henry, these people have got filthy minds.
I don't understand.
You ever heard of a ranger?
He's talking about a ranger.
What's a ranger?
It's one that won't drop.
You've never heard of a ranger?
No, I haven't. What am I? Is this code? Never mind. So you're willing?
We are willing, through the Homeowners Association, to pay for Karen's medical expenses, yes.
Well, that would be suitable for me, Mr. Henry, because we certainly don't want a long, drawn-out litigation.
Hold on. I've got a couple of phone calls here. If Bobby Dooley, Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association, Harvey Wireman, an attorney at law. Mavis, go ahead.
Mr. Henry, I'm calling. I had a question for your attorney. Who is on right now?
Yes, what is it?
You have a question for him?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I went to the doctor the other day, and I told him I'd had an elimination.
Look, I'm not some kind of a lawyer that deals with bowel movement cases. All right?
Well, as long as the lady's on the line.
I don't know.
Let me finish. I went to the doctor, and I had an elimination, but when I looked, it wasn't there. And the doctor said, I'm seeing things.
What are you, what in Christ?
What are you saying?
Is this a lawyer?
Yes, I'm a lawyer. Go ahead.
Oh, my God, Phil.
Just hold on.
I went to the doctor. I told him that I'd had elimination, but I didn't see it when I looked back in the bowl.
Well, how do you know? What did the doctor say?
He said, I'm imagining things. Then we listened to Dr. Dina Dool. Dino Dool? You ever heard of her? She means Dina Dell, Phil.
You mean Dina Dell?
Dino Dool?
Not Dino Dool. Dina Dell.
Dina Dell, that's right. And he said sometimes you have one that weighs so much, it drops, hits the water, and just slides, you know, out of sight.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So, well, hey, what do you, so what?
Well, I want to sue the doctor because he said I'm nuts.
You're not going to sue the doctor because he said you're nuts. He just simply...
Well, what kind of a conversation is this?
You're the one that took the call.
I'm not here. Mr. Henry, I told you I wasn't on here to talk about some old lady having one so heavy it dropped to the bottom of the sewer.
You know, all you people, that's the whole thing about white people. You know, you can't ever...
White people can't talk about bowel movements that weigh a ton? Sorry. Yeah, you're right.
You know what? I have a diet that's very heavy in iron.
Yeah, I'll bet it's heavy in iron. Real iron.
You know what? All you crackers, I hope you go to hell just so you can get a tan.
What in hell?
Hello, ma'am?
Yeah?
Hang up, will you?
That's what I'm trying to do. Look, Phil, we have to go.
I know you do, but the lady's got to... Oh, will you pot her down, Dickman? All right,
Can I, Mr. Henry, ask a question?
Yes.
May I hang up now, because this is not what I came on your...
I absolutely understand, sir, and forgive me. I didn't know what the question was regarding. Hold on, we got one more caller on the line. This is for Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley and Harvey Weirman about the Western Estates situation, okay? Hello?
Yeah, I've got a question for the attorney. Have you ever heard of Pebbles from Heaven? I beg your pardon? Have you ever heard of Pebbles from Heaven?
Is this Karen's husband?
No, this ain't Karen's husband. Pebbles from Heaven. You never heard of Pebbles from Heaven? No, I haven't heard of Pebbles from Heaven. What is it? Well, it's a collection of small ones. And it's actually a gift from God if you can just shove a few out.
All right, thanks a lot.
I'll see you in court.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm going to get my swerve on.
The Phil Henry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
I would like to remind you and then invite you. I want to remind you the last live broadcast of the Phil Henry Show is June the 23rd. That's the last live broadcast ever of the Phil Henry Radio Show. Now, an invitation. Our website will be alive and well throughout the summer. And I want to stay in touch with you guys after I am off the radio airwaves and am planning other ventures into television and film and who knows what else. I want to stay in touch with you guys. And in order to do that, if you go to the homepage of our website, www.philhenryshow.com, and send us your contact information, your email address, we'll give you updates and other information relative to our website, relative to our archived radio shows. We have a lot of good stuff to be added to our archives. We have whole shows that you have not heard in the archives. They will be added over the next few months. We're also going to do an exhaustive, and I say exhaustive, this means I'm going to have to go into my garage and start digging through tapes. Just the other day, in fact, I was rummaging through a closet looking for some old tax forms, and I saw big stacks of tapes that said Best of Phil Henry Show. And then it said WSB Atlanta, and I realized, well, I can't be any good. No, I'm kidding. In any event, I am going to be adding not only the radio show that you guys know, the national show, but clips of things from other shows. We already have on our website material from Miami and Minnesota, from Minneapolis. I don't know how much, if we have any Atlanta stuff on there. I think we've got a little bit of the Ventura stuff. But I'm going to go through, catalog everything. There will be a search engine that's completely updated that will be keyworded. I hope I'm putting it the right way, but essentially you'll be able to go to a search engine and enter in a keyword, and you'll be able to find the bit no matter where the show, no matter what the year. In addition to that, we will have other multimedia things, and we're also going to keep you abreast of other projects that we're involved in. So to stay in touch with me so that I can stay in touch with you throughout the summer months, go to our website, www.philhenryshow.com. Look for the banner that invites you to send us your contact information. And we're going to stay as close as we can to you guys as we begin to transition out of the radio phase of the Phil Henry Show and move on into other exciting things. And other exciting things include, Well, actually, this is one of the events that we, I guess you could say, is kind of capping our days off in radio. On Saturday, we had our poker tournament, and we had a nice crowd, and we had some great people. First of all, I got to mention the people from my friend's place who volunteered to help out. Secondly, we had close to 300 poker players, dead serious, because I remember I addressed them at the beginning, like, I'd like to thank all of you. And, you know, they're all a bunch of ne'er-do-wells. They just want to get to playing. Some nice celebrities came out, and when I say nice celebrities, we had a pretty good contingent. We'll talk about it when we come back from our break, but it was a very, very successful afternoon for my friend's place and kind of a nice final event as well. One other thing before I leave you here, and we'll be back in a few minutes. We're going to make the CDs continually available until we run out. So if you want the best of the Phil Henry Show CDs from 97 on, head to www.philhenryshow.com.
1-800-449-8686.
Basic training rolls right off my knife.